Plant Commission had a lot to talk about today. First of all, we're going to go back to the part I missed. I understand there's a proposal to do some changes and additions at Goose. What can you tell us there?
Well, we're very excited, and obviously given the trend of investment that we're seeing in downtown and the energy and vibrance that we're facilitating, we're just great to see that local businesses are investing in their properties. Goo has a wonderful idea to build a beautiful urban patio setting to the north of his building, which is a great pub as it is, but being able to incorporate, when we do have great weather, the outside and to take advantage of the vistas that are going to be created to the rear of this building, which haven't been seen in 30 years now that the mall obviously is gone. This is a pretty exciting time, and he's going to be investing a great deal of funds on the second floor to create two urban apartments. So it's just a great example of better land use, outdoor space being recognized for a better use, but also really looking at an urban dynamic and a density dynamic for residential at the same time.
Take it, the upper level isn't being used right now.
Correct. I believe it's just storage.
Another thing that the Plan Commission decided to deny was the Justice Works proposal to have a bicycle shop at that location. Give us a little explanation as to what happened there and why.
Well, of course, it has nothing to do with that organization. They're a wonderful organization and certainly a strong mission to encourage new skills as folks come out of the jail system and move forward with advancing their lives. And Justice Works in 2617, of course, can still have their professional offices in this location. They can still have their meetings and certainly be able to function very well in the building. It was them asking for an exception to the zoning code that would get them around the prohibition for having a retail environment. And the unique property characteristics and the density of that neighborhood being very exclusively residential gave me certain pause, obviously, for allowing that exception. Again, regardless of the mission of the organization, that's really irrelevant when you're taking a look at this kind of use. So I was very supportive of the denial. I was happy that the Plan Commission concurred, because it's really expanding on a use that is not necessarily applicable to that kind of neighborhood. Hence the reason the zoning's there in the first place.
And this would have been in the old Masonic Lodge building, correct?
That is correct.
It's also an area that may be hard to get a buyer for. Do you think maybe that building will end up torn down and a house built at some point? Because it's really hard to move that piece.
Well, as I said, both these organizations could find the administrative synergies that they want in that location. Certainly it would provide allowed uses for their professional offices, their meeting space, their conference rooms. So I think there is obviously a great deal of use for the way these organizations would look at it, which would be allowed within the zoning code. It's the retail component that obviously would be deleterious to the neighborhood.
There's plenty of downtown spaces that might be appealing for that retail, eh?
There are.